present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Episode 1, The Man and the Hour, featuring John Lorre, James Beck, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guest, Timothy Bateson. Here is the latest news, and this is John Snagg reading it. Today is May the 14th, 1940, and the massive Nazi war machine continues to push its way relentlessly across Europe. Down on the south coast of England, in the little town of Wilmington-on-Sea, the population are alert to the ever-growing threat of invasion. In the local branch of Swallows Bank, situated in the High Street, work is in progress to turn this respectable place of business into a defensive strongpoint. Pike, the office boy, is building a wall of sandbags around the window of the manager's office, and Mr. Wilson, the chief clerk, supervising the entire operation.
All right, now, put that one at this end, Frank.
Right, How's that, Uncle Arthur?
Well, I keep telling you, you mustn't call me Uncle Arthur when we're at the bank. You know Mr. Mannering doesn't like it.
I'm sorry, Uncle Arthur. I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson.
That's all right, all right. That's better. Now, put that one over there.
Are the Germans very tall? I mean, they're not short like Japanese, are they?
I've really no idea. Why?
Well, Mr. Mannering said he wanted this up to eye level. But I don't really know what height a German's eye is.
Well, I think you'll find that Mr. Mannering meant our eye level.
Oh. Well, I think he might have said so. I'm not a mind reader.
Morning, sir.
Morning, sir.
Here's Mr. Mannering now.
Morning, Digby.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Wilson.
Good morning, sir.